God is love and God is mercy. This is why Christ came down to earth to speak to us of the Father and make him known to us. This was the theme of Pope Benedict XVI's Angelus Address, delivered from the papal summer residence of Castel Gandolfo midday this Sunday.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, in this Sunday's Gospel we hear of God's infinite merciful love for all souls who stray from the right path. With great confidence we turn to him and ask his forgiveness for the times we may have offended him.
Quoting St. Luke's Gospel, "Forgive and you shall be forgiven, give and you shall receive," Pope Benedict XVI said that here believers find the concrete indications for living their daily lives. Nowadays, he continued, humanity is in need of a vigorous witness and proclamation of God's mercy. The late John Paul II, noted Pope Benedict, instinctively understood this urgency and became the prophetic apostle of God's divine mercy, which was the subject of his second encyclical.
Dopo i tragici avvenimenti del 11 settembre 2001,
throughout John Paul II's pontificate, he was a missionary of God's love to all peoples and, in the wake of the tragic events of September 11, 2001, which overshadowed the dawning of the third millennium, John Paul II invited Christians and all men and women of goodwill to believe that God's mercy is stronger than evil and that only in Christ's cross can true salvation be found.
Upon all of you and upon your families and loved ones at home, I invoke God's abundant blessings. Angelus Domini nunciavit Mariae.
In comments following the Angelus prayer, Benedict XVI marked the 20th anniversary of the Montreal Protocol on substances that deplete the ozone layer, provoking untold damage to human beings and the ecosystem.
Negli ultimi due decenni, grazie ad un'esemplare collaborazione.
Over the last two decades, commented the Pope, thanks to the international community's exemplary collaboration in politics, science and economics, important results have been achieved with positive repercussions for present and future generations. I hope, concluded Pope Benedict XVI, that this cooperation is intensified by all involved in order to promote common good and the development and safeguarding of creation, so that the alliance between humanity and the environment is strengthened, becoming the mirror of God's creating love from which we all originate and towards which we are all journeying.
A tutti voi auguro una buona domenica, buona settimana, grazie.